This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is accepting the Democratic presidential nomination this Thursday night at a moment that marks the climax of his party's unorthodox 2020 National Convention. It also marks the pinnacle of a political career that has spanned almost half a century. The former vice president, who at 77 years old will be the oldest president ever elected, will be feted by family and former rivals as he becomes a Democrat's official standard bearer for the campaign against U.S. President Donald Trump in November. He is expected to focus on union, uniting the deeply divided nation as Americans grapple with the months-long health crisis, related economic devastation, and a national awakening on racial justice. Republicans kick off their convention next week, where President Trump will officially receive his party's nomination. More than 792,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. More than 174,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has the second highest number at more than 112,000. Mexico third at more than 59,000. The number of worldwide infections is approximately 22.6 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up well over half of that. Authorities in Peru and Morocco have approved phase 3 clinical trials for a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by China National Biotech Group. Phase 3 trials, which usually involve several thousand participants, allow researchers to gather data on the efficacy of potential vaccines for final regulatory approvals. The experimental vaccine of CNBG, a unit of state-owned pharmaceutical giant, China National Pharmaceutical Group, has entered a phase 3 trial in the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all U.N. sanctions on Iran to be restored, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the U.N. Security Council Thursday, setting the stage for a showdown in the world body that could lead to a crisis of credibility for its important and powerful institution. Pompeo said the United States will not allow Iran to acquire nuclear weapons.
President Trump and this administration have discarded the fiction that the regime merely seeks a peaceful nuclear program. We will never allow the Islamic Republic of Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
None of the other council members believe the U.S. has the legal right to demand the reimposition of sanctions because President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018. And Pompeo said that the United States was disappointed that other Security Council members did not back the United States.
All told me privately that they don't want the arms embargo lifted either. And yet, today, in the end, they provided no alternatives, no options.
As such, the demand is expected to further isolate the U.S. at the U.N. and test the Security Council's credibility. New York City police officers have faced more than 320,000 complaints from the public since the mid-1980s, but less than 3% resulted in penalties. That's according to newly released data that offers a rare glimpse into the long-veiled realm of police misconduct and accountability. The New York chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union Thursday published data on complaints against more than 81,000 current or former NYPD officers after prevailing in a fight with public safety unions that had sought to keep the record secret. The sentencing phase of a suspected white supremacist who pled guilty to killing 51 Muslim worshippers in New Zealand's worst mass shooting will begin on Monday. The March 15, 2019 attack carried out by a lone gunman took place across two mosques in the city of Christchurch and was targeted at Muslims attending Friday prayers. Australian Brenton Tarrant was armed with semi-automatic weapons and broadcast the attack live on social media platform Facebook, which the company said did removed after being alerted by police. Tarrant admitted to 51 charges of murder, 40 charges of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act in a hastily called Christchurch High Court hearing earlier this year. The court will now sentence Terrence on all 92 charges. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.